two quick sound bites from the reporter in Minneapolis who's been talking to us the last couple of weeks about the Derek Chauvin trial. Her name is Susie Jones. I asked her before the show today what was a highlighted piece of testimony, and she said that yesterday in the Chauvin trial, it was when George Floyd's brother took the stand.
His brother took the stand and shared just some very tender memories about growing up in Houston. It was a poor family, and they talked about a funny sandwich they made with mayonnaise and bananas and a syrup sandwich and, you know, things that they delighted in as young children growing up in Houston in a very poor neighborhood.
Susie Jones talking about how the prosecution was trying to humanize George Floyd. She also said that the defense has a threefold strategy, and here are a couple of the ways that they'll try to defend Derek Chauvin.
The defense is going to pretty basically attack George Floyd for his drug addiction. He had fentanyl and meth in his system at the time, and for having that bad heart, high blood pressure, kind of alluding to the fact that he might have, with his own behavior, caused his own death.
My understanding is there's actually three points that they'll work on. One is the other causes theory that Susie was referring to, his medical history, the drugs, that force is unattractive, is number two, what you saw was hard to look at but perhaps necessary, and the hostile crowd theory, which you might understand just based on that description.